It's time for Let's Talk in English. Today is a great day to practice English with you. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
And I'm Anna, your other teacher here. This is a special show today. On Saturdays, we take a look at the lessons from the week. We ask you some questions, and you can answer at home.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started. Here we go.
What are you doing, Taylor?
I'm reading a new book, Rob. It's called Isaac's Choice.
Is it a good book?
Yes, I love it. The story is so interesting.
Oh? Did you buy the book?
No, I borrowed it from the public library. I just got a new library card.
Is the book exciting?
Yes. Maybe you can borrow a copy. The library has 2 copies of the book.
Great. I can check later. Maybe I can find some other books too.
I really like the library. They have a lot of great services.
Yeah, the librarians are very helpful and friendly.
This is a really nice library, Rob.
Yeah, we're lucky. We have a great library.
Wow, they have a shelf of books in Chinese.
Yeah, our library has books in many different languages.
Really? Wow, that's great.
Our library also has magazines.
Look, they have my favorite magazine, Let's Talk in English.
You can find interesting information in the library, but libraries in America have a lot of great services too.
What do you mean?
Many libraries provide classes.
What kind of classes?
There are language classes, computer classes, and many more.
Wow! Maybe I can take a class here.
Sure. We can ask the librarian for a list of classes.
Guess what, Rob? I finished Isaac's Choice today.
Congratulations!
Did you borrow the book from the library?
Yes. Alex and I went to the library. I borrowed it yesterday. I also borrowed a new movie.
That's great. Did Alex borrow anything?
No, but he did request a book.
What kind of book?
A new Chinese novel. He wants to read it.
The library has books in Chinese?
Yes. They have books and DVDs in different languages.
Wow, cool. I love French movies. Maybe I can find one at our library.
Sure. Then we can plan a movie night with everyone after work.
Okay. Watching a film together will be fun!
Yes, even if we don't speak French.
Mr. F was ready to leave the office. He put on his jacket and checked his pockets. He kept his badge in the left pocket, but it wasn't there. Instead, he found a note. Don't leave without your badge. Look for it in the place for your old papers. Mr. F loved to play jokes on his coworker, Mr. E. Now Mr. E was playing a joke on him. Mr. F opened his file cabinet. He kept his old papers there. He did not see his badge, but Mr. E left another note on top of the files. Good guess, but not here. Where do you put your apples? In the refrigerator, of course. Mr. F went to the kitchen and opened the refrigerator. The next note was there waiting for him. The note said, "No, where does your coffee cup go?" Mr. F opened the dish cabinet. Another note. Wrong again. Papers, apples, coffee cups. Where do you put all these things? Mr. F ran to his desk. He took papers, his apple from lunch, and a paper coffee cup out of his trash can. Something was under the trash bag. Mr. E started clapping from his desk.
Welcome, friends. There are many storms in the summer. Sometimes storms are dangerous.
But don't worry, we can prepare for them. Wayne the Weatherman can tell us about storm safety.
Hi, I'm Wayne the Weatherman. I report the weather forecast on TV.
Wayne, there were a lot of storms lately.
You're right, Rob. In fact, we're getting another big storm tomorrow night.
So, how dangerous are storms?
Well, small storms are no problem. But big ones can be very dangerous. Sometimes lightning hits buildings and starts fires.
What about rain and wind?
Floods can also damage buildings, and strong winds can blow down trees onto houses and roads.
Wow, strong storms do sound serious.
But if you prepare, you can prevent many accidents.
Can you give us some safety tips?
Stay inside a strong building during a storm. Be prepared to have no electricity. Keep flashlights with you.
Anything else?
Unplug home computers, TVs, and phones. Listen to the weather report on the radio. If it's very windy, put boards on your windows.
Wow. I have a lot to do before the storm. Thanks, Wayne.
Susie, did you hear about the thunderstorm that's coming?
Yes, it sounds exciting. I love thunder and lightning.
I know, they are exciting. But some people are afraid of storms.
Some animals are too. My dogs get scared and shake when they hear thunder.
People have a reason to be scared. Storms can be dangerous. But if you prepare well, then you don't need to worry. Did you hear about the storm, Alex?
I did, but I'm not worried.
Maybe you should be. Storms can be dangerous. Lightning and floods can damage buildings.
Oh, I'm not used to storms in America. Should I hide in my basement?
Maybe during a tornado, but this is a thunderstorm.
So, how can I prepare, Abby?
Well, you're asking the right person.
Are you ready for the storm, Susie?
I think so, Rob. I have candles in case the power goes out. How do you usually prepare for a storm?
I watch the weather report on TV. Going to the store can be difficult during a big storm. So sometimes I buy an extra supply of food and water.
Good idea. Then you can stay home as long as you need to.
We started this week with a lesson about a place to learn and so much more. I'm going to have Anna talk about it because she used to be a librarian.
Thanks, Peter. Well, I was a librarian at my school, not at a public library. But the library is one of my favorite places. There are many great services there.
That's right, Anna. Now, we also had another mystery this month. But this time, Mr. E played a joke on his partner, Mr. F.
That's right. Mr. F followed the cues to find his badge. And that is my question for you today. Where was Mr. F's badge?
Oh, that's a good question. The cabinet. File cabinet. No. The dish cabinet.
Nope. Good try, Peter. I know you can do it.
I can do this. It was in the trash can.
Yes. Good job, Peter. Well, friends, it's time to take a break. We'll be back soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. We learned about the library, watched Mr. E play a trick on Mr. F, and don't forget about that thunderstorm.
Okay, friends, it's time to watch our features one more time. Let's watch them together right now.
Hi, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. You know, I need something to read, but I'm not going to go to a bookstore. I'm going to the library. At the library, I can choose from lots of books. I can borrow some and take them home to read. And best of all, I don't have to pay anything. I can borrow all the books for free. But I do have to remember to take them back. Most libraries let you keep books for 2 or 3 weeks. Then you must return them. If you don't, then you have to pay.
Most cities and towns have at least one library. Many people go to libraries to borrow books. But you can do a lot of other things at libraries. You can read magazines. Libraries get lots of magazines, so you can read many different ones. Libraries also have computers. You can use them to answer your email or go online. But there is a time limit. You can't use a library computer all day. Other people may be waiting to use it. You can also study or read at the library. It's a nice, quiet place. You can look for information too. If you can't find what you want, ask a librarian to help you. Librarians work at libraries and they can help you find almost anything. If you want to take library books home, you need a library card. You can get one for free. It doesn't cost any money. With your card, you can borrow books or movies or music. Then you can take them home and enjoy them.
Hi everyone, I'm back from the library. Look at all the books I found. There were so many interesting books there. I want to read all of these. I can keep them for 3 weeks. Do you think I can read them all in 3 weeks? I hope so. So, I better get started.
Enjoying all the sun.
everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about storms. Please help me welcome my guest, Misty Storm.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Misty. Misty, you're an expert on weather, is that right?
That's right, Rob. I am a scientist, and I study the weather.
That's fantastic. Then maybe you can help us answer today's question.
I'll try.
Okay. Today's question comes from Justine Lee of Okinawa, Japan. I just moved to Japan from the U.S. I hear Japan gets many typhoons. This sounds scary. What can I do to be ready if a typhoon comes?
That's a great question, Justine. Many places in the world have storms. People should have some things prepared in case of a storm. Thanks, Rob.
So what things should people prepare in their house?
Every house should have a storm kit. In the kit, put things that can help you in case of the storm.
What things should be in the storm kit?
The most important thing to have in your storm kit is food and water. Sometimes when there is a storm, you can't go outside for several days.
So it is good to have food and water in your house.
That's right. Also, in your storm kit, you should have a flashlight. Sometimes the power goes out in the storm. You need a flashlight with batteries to give you light.
Good idea. Hey, is that a radio? Why do we need a radio?
Everyone should have a radio so you can listen to the news. Sometimes when a storm is very bad, radio stations will give out information on the radio.
Oh, that's true. I see. Hey, I know what that is. That's a first aid kit. We use first aid kits in case people get hurt.
That's right. The first aid kit has things to clean cuts and wounds. It also has bandages. This will help people who are hurt.
That's very true. Thanks for your advice today, Misty. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hey, Jim!
Hey, George!
Look at us! We're ready to party!
What are we waiting for? Let's go!
Wait! We can't go to a party without this!
No way! That is a cool hat! I want one.
Don't worry, Jim. I have an extra cool hat in case you want to wear it. Here you go.
That was a super sentence.
Super Sentence Man!
Yes, I am Super Sentence Man.
Was my English okay? Do I need a super sentence?
Well, no, of course your English was great. Your English is fine. I just get excited when I hear a super sentence. And by the way, the super sentence for today is, I have something in case something else. You just said, I have an extra cool hat in case you want to wear it. Now, Jim, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
I sure can. I have a camera in case we want to take some pictures.
I have a camera in case we want to take some pictures. Great. What about you, George?
Okay. I have a fan in case it gets too hot.
I have a fan, in case it gets too hot. Super! Very interesting. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Wow. Oh, I just noticed. You two are wearing some really cool hats.
Super Sentence Man, do you want to come to the party with us?
Well, of course I'd love to, but I don't have a cool hat like you guys do.
You're in luck!
I
have another cool hat in case a friend needs it. You're that friend.
I am that friend. This is super. George, Jim, it's time to
party! Party!
Say cheese.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
It always helps to watch the features again, doesn't it? Remember to keep reviewing all the things we learned at home. And you can keep practicing those key words. Find a friend and practice with them.
That's right. And be sure to come back every Saturday for our special review show. We look forward to seeing you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.